Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to the Checkpoint Africa podcast. My name is Emmanuel.
I'm Chim Gazri.
And I'm Bolu.
My name is Oganeremo.
Yeah, Oganeremo. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
after
so much.
It's a pleasure
after
to have
so
you.
So much blackmail.
For blessing us with your presence. Okay, so in case you're listening, Oganeremo.
Please don't murder my name.
We call her Onome internally. She joined us today. After much dragging, and she is usually our producer who we keep making reference to. So welcome once again, Onome.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. So how are we doing? I'm not doing so good.
I'm not doing so good too. I guess it's a well, let's hear from Chingo's room first.
Why are we hearing from Chingo's room first?
I wanted to say it's a general thing. But yeah. As you can see,
I'm good.
As usual. It's,
yeah, as usual.
It's just another reminder of what it takes to be a Nigerian, what it takes to be in Africa. It's been happening. Well, sometimes you have to ask yourself a lot of questions. But yeah. In the midst of all these questions you're asking yourself, you just have to realize that you just have to keep building, have to keep doing what you're doing. And once in a while, you begin to see silver linings in the sky. I mean, there's a startup that is trying to bring that into reality, right? A silver lining or a zip lining in the sky.
Nice one.
Yeah, so what's going
don't
on there?
Don't leave me.
On Friday, June 3rd, Zipline, they announced that they'll be launching in Nigeria with their first center in Kaduna. So Zipline is a startup that provides like drone delivery services to businesses. And previously they were working in just Rwanda and Ghana. Rwanda, Ghana, Kaduna. Well, yeah, so they were working in Rwanda and Ghana before now, and they were just like providing drone delivery services so people could use you could use them to deliver stuff like medical supplies, farm supplies. So in Rwanda, for example, they've recently started helping farmers to get products. So for artificial insemination, for example, they help farmers get that. So they are launching in Kaduna. And
so did you say artificial insemination?
Yes. So probably the frozen sperm or something.
Okay.
So it's usually stored under a certain
temperature.
And
okay,
they probably deliver it from where it's stored to the farmers who actually need it.
Oh, cool.
So the way it works is they have like centers. Well, I call it something that looks like an airport or functions sort of like an airport, and then they just pick it from wherever they are going off, and then they drop it with a parachute to where it will be received. So it's interesting to know that they are launching in Kaduna. So like we were talking about earlier, the whole tragedy over the weekend, this is like when such things happen, you need blood. And currently, we just have very inefficient methods of getting that. If someone needs blood, you probably need family members to rally around, friends to just rally around. I think last year, I saw someone on Twitter whose relative was, the person was in the hospital, needed blood transfusion, and they just couldn't get anybody to do that, and they had to come on Twitter to ask for donors on Twitter. So yeah, that's like one use case for what Zipline is doing. So So far, they're going to be serving an area of 8,000 square miles, and they'll be employing about 25 people. And over the next few months, they plan to launch in two other locations in Nigeria. They're planning to launch in Bayelsa State. They're also planning to launch in Cross River State. So, yeah, that's the news. So,
interesting. So, how fast are the drones?
Okay, so the drones travel at about 150 miles per hour. And wow. Considering that most of the areas that they serve are... Okay, so you're launching in Kaduna, and you already know the issue with road travel. So there are bad roads, which means that if you take the traditional delivery route of a logistic company doing all of that, probably using a delivery bike or stuff, it's probably going to take a while. Then in addition to bad roads, there's still the issue of insecurity. So the bike riders or whoever is in charge could be kidnapped on the road. So this is very very important, because for a very long time people have been talking about alternative delivery sources in Africa, especially in areas where we have terrible roads. So people keep on saying for logistics to work very well, we need good roads, we need good infrastructure, and since the infrastructure is not coming up to speed, then perhaps people can just find ways to leapfrog the infrastructure. So yeah, they say it's about 30 minutes faster than alternatives.
Okay.
So yeah, you can get your supplies in a very, very short period of time without loss of lives or property.
Okay. Right. So over the weekend, I think I saw a tweet. I can't remember whether it was a joke or a meme or something. But this police department in the US, or can't remember, they're having a fight with a gang, and they're using drones to fight. So the police will send drones, and the police send drones, the gang shoots the drones down, the gang sends their drone, the police shoots the drone down, and all of that. And at the end of the tweet, the person says that the police department says it's the most fun they've had in years. So away from that, what happens when headsmen or whoever it is that is carrying out these attacks decide to attack the drones? What happens then? Because there's no way, you can't arm these drones to shoot down, except they can.
That sounds interesting.
Okay, in practice, they can actually arm drones, but I don't think you can do that legally. You understand? It's only the army or any registered law enforcement that has the right to arm drones. And yes, they can arm drones.
But then, Zipline says that their drones fly high enough to be out of sight. So they go very high. So even if, they would run into such dangers, but because they fly very high, it's going to be a bit harder. Because I don't want to say impossible, it's going to be a bit harder to shoot them down. And then the VP, the SVP was saying in the chat with cards, he said, even if you, let's say worst case scenario, you shoot them down, you can't really use it for anything. It's practically useless to you. It's not like you can do anything with it. So it's a legitimate concern, but it's still not going to change much, because what are you going to do with blood, for example? Although you could also say that in situations where, let's say they are sending blood or whatever supplies, because it's not just blood that I mentioned that they also send agricultural products to farmers. So I believe in the future they might decide, okay, let's do more than just blood. So I'm just thinking about situations where, in war, people block supply chains.
Mm-hmm.
Fiscal supply chains because of civil war, starvation was a strategy, so people can block supply chains. So in very, very dire circumstances where people need to get help very quickly, then I think this could be a very serious problem. But then that's a worst case scenario. Perhaps in a very, very, I don't know, it's almost like a worst scenario for that to happen. But
I wouldn't put it past terrorists.
Yeah.
Terrorists go to great lengths to to really instill terror in people.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's really an interesting innovation, and I would actually like to see more of this become commonplace, right? You want to get something from an Instagram vendor, for instance, and a drone is delivering it to you, right? Like, so many possibilities.
But there are still the same concerns, even if, you know, it becomes commonplace. Mm. What if somebody wants to deliver your iPhone? And somebody intercepts the drone?
No, so if it depends on how the drone flies, right? If it flies like a jet, for instance, that just lifts up and is able to just hover in the air, then come down straight. So it doesn't... You say it's out of sight, right? So it doesn't come into any field of vision, of anybody's vision, until it gets to the exact location. Yeah. Thank God for... Nifemi wrote something about plus codes in 2020, Google plus codes. It's like a digital address where they're able to pinpoint an exact location of you. Where it doesn't have to be number Kinikon, so street.
Okay.
And in Nigeria, number Kinikon, so street will land you somewhere else most of the time. I mean, you get to a place and you say, oh, just pass that round about.
Exactly.
Turn like this, then turn like this, then not turn left.
I have two questions.
Wait, let me calm down. So it's not dropped down straight to your doorstep.
Okay, first question, can they be hacked? Because
there's
technology that could do that. Then there's also the fact that, for example, with planes, you can, once you have the equipment, you can know when an airplane is in your radar or something. Can't they get equipment like that?
Well, possible.
Those drones actually work.
So
work that
the kind of criminals you are referring to have to be very, 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 very organized, deliberate.
Yeah.
And I think small deliveries like that are not in their...
Are not in their radar, kind of.
Exactly. Because Amazon and Walmart, they are already testing stuff like that in the US. So I think it's important that at some point we keep on talking about how to leapfrog all the challenges that we have in Africa. So... Mm. This is one of it. The whole infrastructural challenges that we're having,
But for me, I think if it later becomes commonplace, and I know where the drone is landing exactly, I'll just come and say it's my cutlass.
I don't understand why would you want to do that?
Why you come now to take cutlass for God's
sake? Anybody that wants to touch my drone,
I see.
I'll go and meet it by myself. So yeah.
No, but I get what Bolu is saying, man. The reverse case is someone has been observing you. Drone has come to deliver something to you once.
Exactly.
Say okay, come the second time. Okay, come. It will just plan you. The next time it comes, the fourth time, it will just be waiting for you. Okay, as you are dropping it, Gaffa.
So, exactly. So.
But as far as, Nigeria is not as bad as that yet. Hopefully. I'm saying this with hope in my heart.
Hopefully.
Even though I barely believe it. But Nigeria is not as bad as that yet, is it? I mean, it should be happening with delivery drivers already.
Yeah.
There are incidences like that.
And it's interesting because they cannot,
pointing at me.
They can no longer
you just
eat your
said,
chicken.
You just said my concerns because this is human beings we are talking about. They can do and undo. There's nothing.
So you're not
going
to buy radar equipment to
just
tracking
for
drones.
Chicken Republic food? No, now.
It's not just food. You could be delivering things. You could be delivering several
iPhone,
things. An iPhone. Cocaine.
But then think about it.
I think
if it's not like
there
these
are some
drones,
things you will not
no
deliver
mention
like
that,
that
here, please.
Like if you not deliver a $200,000 diamond ring like that.
No, even if you do that. So think about it. When the drone leaves, but you may not know the content of the drone. And
that's
if you don't know the content of the drone, what's the use of hacking it?
Exactly.
Because most of them, they could also be done in a way that they just self-destruct. The moment someone else gets a...
Self-destruct my iPhone.
But like, imagine you having to track... Okay, so let's imagine Jumia, for example, is using drones to deliver stuff. That's like... They probably are going to be doing 1 million+ deliveries in a month. That's like 1 million drone movements that you have to be tracking. Well, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and I think it sounds interesting, sounds nice, but it will still take a while before this becomes commonplace because I'm sure, you know, technology like that does not come hardware technologies generally, they don't come cheap.
They don't come cheap, yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
There's, if you want to know all about the whole drone thing and how, is it, we don't even call it drone, we call it unmanned aerial vehicles, right? UAVs. Yeah. So we actually interviewed a startup building UAVs from Nigeria, Kifta Technologies, and what they're doing is awesome, and there are lots and lots of insights for you to. So we have a video on YouTube and we have an article, we'll link into that in the description. Yeah, Kifta Technologies. Then of course Zipline is doing stuff, interesting stuff with drones. Then you also have Live Bank doing it the old-fashioned way, delivering blood to people. And yeah, so many innovations, so many things to talk about. And from there, with drones, with different things that you're thinking about, we're also thinking about Web3 and how people are losing money up and down.
Every other week.
Every other week. Bolu, Bolu, when last did you come here with good news about Web3?
Okay.
No,
okay.
Be honest with yourself. Before you enter the story for today, when last did you come here with good news, apart from our blockchain event?
Don't lie.
It's been a while, man.
It has been a while, Sha, but you know, it's... Next year will be different, I promise.
Next year will be different, I promise on behalf of the Web3 community.
Yes, on behalf of them.
On behalf of the Web3 community.
Yes.
I promise on behalf of them that things will be better.
Yes.
Okay, so you found the WhatsApp group where all the hackers have been hiding.
Yes, I decided to beg them.
You decided to beg them. Okay, in case you're wondering why I'm grilling Bolu, as usual, I decided not to grill him last week, thinking that they've repented. See, today now we'll start again. So... there's a hack. Now, we talked about hacking drones. Now, think about hacking Web3. Now, he's going to tell me that he hacked Web2 with Web3. I mean, you hacked Web3 with Web2.
Well, technically, yes. That is what happened again.
Yeah, well, so, I don't believe you.
So, well, it's the same company that was hacked last month. Last month was not April. That was hacked in April 25th. For $2.4 million, that's about something. That's about 1.4 billion naira. And today again, they have asked them again.
You know, how much?
Rich people having rich people problems. Well, the thing does not really pay me, honestly. I don't know why.
It's not really paying. It's giving you joy to be announcing this bad news.
Well, not really, but
for the almighty Web3,
you, of course, for some reason, you kind of don't really feel bad for these people because you feel they are very extremely wealthy, and what has been stolen is just like a drop in the bucket for them. But it's still quite painful. So this time around, it was 200 Ethereum, 200 ETH worth of NFTs that were stolen from the Yuga Labs Discord channel. Someone was able to get access to the Discord channel and posted phishing links. Some people clicked.
Nice one.
200.
You know, it's very funny. Yeah? It looks like no matter how wealthy you become in this world, that greed in humans will always catch you, because why you they click phishing link? On top of the money you get, why? Why?
And I think, okay, but to be honest, I think most of the people that have this, well, let me just give a breakdown of Yuga Labs and what they do. So Yuga Labs is the company behind the popular, if not one of the biggest NFT collections, the Bored Ape Yacht Club, the Mutant Apes, and most recently... Other side.
All those pictures of apes you see online.
Exactly.
And
future generations are going to laugh at us.
It is Yuga Labs that is behind all those things. Yuga Labs, they call themselves a Web3 company, a blockchain company. They recently raised $450 million in March, and now they are valued at over $4 billion.
Okay.
And this company started barely a year ago.
What's your product exactly, apart from hosting Bored Ape Yacht? What is that product?
Okay, so recently they released The Other Side. The Other Side is going to be more of
why is it
gaming,
sounding like Stranger Things?
exactly. So you know, like, they do weird stuff. Like, you see those bored apes now, the mutant apes, you see that they are looking very weird. So that's kind of like what.
So The Other Side is like the land of the bored apes.
Yes, it's like more like gaming,
okay,
metaverse-ish kind of stuff. So that's basically
that
what they do.
That is their product.
Yes, and I think
people are paying for it.
That's their product. And then when you think, like,
no, not even people paying for them. Like, someone invested, or a group of humans invested that money in 450 million.
Yes, that was.
I mean,
S16Z.
S16Z, exactly. S16Z. I was about to ask you, but thank God you answered. Only I'm here for you today.
450 million.
Yes, $450 million, and like that valuation
has to be mentioned
within such a short period of time.
You don't know really what S16Z is saying. Come
it's,
on,
is really
come off it.
It's really crazy, but for the people that invested, from what we've seen so far, most of them have, I'm sure they've gotten their investments back.
Okay, let's come back to the issue at hand. There was a hack.
There was a hack.
By who?
So they decided to hack them 200 ETH, and that's around $360,000. That's around $260 million.
How did the hack happen?
So the hack, like I said, someone got hold of their Discord channel. The manager of the Discord channel, someone was able to get hold of his account and posted phishing leaks, exactly just what happened with their Instagram the last time. And then people clicked this link and they lost their Ethereums. And it's crazy. This the third time is happening.
So
right?
Excuse me, there's something that is not adding up to me, right? I click on a phishing link on a Discord channel. How does it steal my Ethereum? Ethereum is supposedly stored on the blockchain, isn't it?
Exactly.
So how did it get to the blockchain? If the blockchain is so there's nothing wrong with it being stolen from the blockchain.
Okay.
I'm not saying there should not be flaws with new technology.
Okay.
It's the way you people have carried this blockchain thing.
All right.
Exactly.
By the way, I'm also a fan of Web3. I love innovations and I love new technologies. But Bolu, answer my question.
All right. You see, one way I always describe the blockchain to people is, blockchain is like a titanium alloy safe, a 15-inch thick titanium alloy safe, right? It's almost impenetrable. But then if someone tricks you to get the key and you give them the key and they enter, is it the door that is not good? Or is it because you were tricked? That's what most people don't understand when it comes to the blockchain. Most times when we see these things happen, it's usually because someone is just smart enough to get access. So it's not about
they were able to break in. So they were able to get their access passwords and username from that phishing link.
So the thing with some of these links is once you click them, you are basically signing off on those links have embedded in them things like that. You understand? So that's basically what happened. So it's not as if the blockchain is not immutable again, or some people are just really smart enough. So what's happening here, like I said last time, is hacking Web3 through Web2. Discord is a Web2 platform. Mm-hmm. It's a normal username, password platform. Someone was able to get Boris Wagner's, hack his whatever, and then they got hold of his Discord.
So hypothetical scenario. Imagine Discord was a Web3 social media platform. Would this not still happen?
I don't think it will.
Why not?
Okay, it can.
It can still happen.
As long as you can always get people to click on these links, it can always happen. Just like it won't happen in the same way where someone is able to get access and then become the like admin of a group or the manager of a Discord channel. It will be through another route, right?
Yeah.
The major thing is just get people to click those links. Once you can get them to click those links, that's the end. But I think it would be harder if it was a Web3 platform. Say a platform where you only need, normally Web3 platforms, you don't usually need username and password. You just need a wallet. Your wallet is your profile. Just like OpenSea. To open OpenSea now, you only need MetaMask. The MetaMask is like your profile. You need to connect your MetaMask to OpenSea. You don't need a username, you don't need a password.
Okay.
Right? That's how simple it is.
How do you register on OpenSea?
You don't need to register on OpenSea. Once you have MetaMask as a Chrome extension, and then you open OpenSea,
how do you register MetaMask? You see?
All right, registering MetaMask is very easy. Just Google MetaMask, And that's another way people
use your email.
No, you don't need email, you don't need anything.
What do you use to register?
You don't need anything.
Just register.
Just open MetaMask.
There's no personal information. Oh, that
okay. No, that's some of the advantages of Web3, right? You don't need no need for KYC. Nobody needs to know your name. Nobody needs to do. Yes. Which actually makes it doesn't reduce the safety. It doesn't reduce the safety. It's because you've not tried it. There's, you know, I don't really know. Maybe I should have prepared more for you people.
Oh, so there was NFT hack. I didn't know that would come for you. Okay, guys.
So I'm just wondering, in the last, let's say, 4 or 5 months,
okay,
there has been a lot of NFT hacks.
Okay.
And yes, we know that following the pandemic, cybersecurity attacks increased.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just curious, is anybody doing the research to like show us what portion of these cybersecurity attacks are on Web3 products or Web3 platforms?
Yes, I think to an extent, Chainalysis did that last year. They did a report that showed just how much crypto scams were going on. And they were large, right? I think there were billions of dollars in crypto scams last year. Obviously, but when you compare this to normal fiat scams, when you compare, it can't even compare.
Are you sure?
Yes, no.
So, and that is what
scams in this crypto space are like, they pale in comparison compared to like
don't
normal.
Also forget that the adoption rate for crypto is nothing compared to adoption rate for fiat. So if they are within how many years, they are already doing like billions of dollars of
when you
scams.
Say, when you say adoption rate for fiat.
Yes.
There
is no single person in this world who does transactions who does not use fiat at this moment. So
naturally, the number of scams would be higher.
Would be higher.
Because you have more people using fiat than there are people using.
Makes sense.
So do we have up to 10% of the world's population using cryptocurrencies or Web3 infrastructure?
Okay, so according to the report by Chainalysis, when we talk about scams that were done in the crypto space, when you compare legitimate transactions and transactions that are illegitimate, the difference is actually really high. There are more legitimate transactions when it comes to the crypto space. I think about 80%. Also, if I'm not wrong,
than fiat.
No, like still in the crypto space. I'm talking about the crypto space now. When we talk about transactions that are illegitimate and transactions that are legitimate, the legitimate ones are higher.
If it's not higher, do you think anybody would care?
Okay. No way. Let's stop grilling.
Before Bodo will just start bringing out what happened with his body.
You have done well.
defender of the metaverse of it.
So Bolu is not just interested in Web3, he's also interested in anything in emerging tech, so AI, robotics, and a lot of that. So yeah, check out his series, People in
Emerging Tech.
Emerging Tech. And but I think the key takeaway is whether it's Web3, Web2, or Web 5.0, the biggest loopholes will always be people.
Exactly.
In 2020, I wrote an article about how companies are actually like the biggest loophole, no matter how secure, if you like build the biggest cybersecurity infrastructure, people, your employees, your customers will always be that weak link. So in terms of cybersecurity, there's more cybersecurity starts with educating people and less of the technology you're using to secure. So as like Bolu explained, the titanium safe.
Yeah.
Just tell me your password and I will open the safe no matter how strong it is. Simple as that. So like, if someone tricks you, that's the end. So that's like the key takeaway from this. So I don't want you to rest and just be overconfident in the fact that Web3 is unhackable. No. You could be tricked, you could be gaslighted, a lot of things could happen, right? So yeah, that's pretty much it. Apart from People Emerging Tech, we've started our new series. We mentioned it in our last podcast episode. So Chinguzi, remind us very quickly.
Okay, Equity Merchants,
talking about...
We are going to talk about investments, equity, like basically anything about the investment part of running a startup in Africa.
Very cool. Anime?
Yeah, everyday people. You're talking to everybody, like anybody you can think of, anyone and everyone that does anything with tech, how you interact with tech, how you use tech, whether it's usual, whether it's mundane, anything else that you can think of that you use tech for. I'm talking to people about it, and it comes out every Friday, 9 a.m. West African time.
Cool. So, yes, that reminds me, there's also East Africa Weekly coming out every Wednesday, 9 a.m. West African time. Everything you need to know about tech and innovation in East Africa. Strong focus. And don't forget, we're continuing our range of series. We have Expat and African with Oluwanifemi Kolawole. And also, How I Work is also back. And check out the story we published on Monday.
I've seen that one. Koti,
yeah.
What? How do you pronounce that?
Court.
That is why I said check out the story. Now you put a money on somebody's name. Okay,
guys. Sorry, Koti.
All right, guys. So that's a good one. Let's know what you think about this Zipline's launch in Kaduna. Do you think that was a very, very good market for them? And also, what do you think about NFT hacks and Web3 hacks, as it were? And what would be the best approach to solving this whole issue of cybersecurity? So let us know. Let's hear your thoughts with the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast on Twitter. And you can email us with the email podcast@techpoint.africa. And if you're listening to us for the first time, or you've been listening to us and you've not been sharing to your friends and well-wishers, Bolu, take it up.
Okay. You can find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Twitter, Spotify, and anywhere else you can find your podcast.
All right. Thank you.
Nice.
All right. Bye-bye, people.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.